This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome aboard, everyone. This is Bus Stop Diaries. It's your go-to platform to have candid conversations on issues that affect us, basically, you know, every citizen in Ghana. And today we are, you know, tackling a topic that really hits close to home, economic hardship in the country. I have two guests here with me to help me dissect the topic. First on my left, Daniel Cranton, popularly known as Danny K. Charlie, the users, they love you. From X, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere, Charlie. Then they make sure
they can relate.
They can relate to them, what you're saying.
They can relate.
A fridge, but that's
some way. It's your cash out story.
Oh, but where is the doubt? But anyway, we did inside. And first time here on my right, Ebenezer Afenyidazi. Your name? Afenyidazi. Efantinya?
Yeah, I'm Efantinya.
What's your name?
Bremesikuma.
Bremesikuma.
Yeah.
It's a rich name, but we'll see how this economy affects it. So yes, this issue is one that I mean it's cast all across, from food, transport, basic things that we do in life. I want to know from Ebenezer, first off, how is the economy treating you lately?
You know, the truth is that I mean I've heard the stories of 1983. That those were 1983.
Where is that from?
I hear 1983. Ghana had one of the difficult economic times. I mean, for me, it's only history because I wasn't an adult. Yeah. But actually, I was born in 1983.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
You came with hunger.
So I came to meet the struggles. But I can tell you that in my adult life, in the last, say, 15, 18 years that I started working, I have never experienced such a difficult time before. I'm being honest with you. Yeah.
This
period in the
last,
let's say, 2-3 years.
Okay.
I've never experienced that kind of hardship before. I mean, sometimes we can have our personal struggles in life because we are going through some issues.
Yeah.
But beyond that, the living is difficult, to be frank with you. From I tell people that, so we say middle class Ghanaians.
Yeah.
I can tell you that this is even the time that the so-called middle-class Ghanaians are struggling to survive.
Let's face it.
I'm telling you, middle class is measured by your social status, education, and income.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that the so-called middle class, most people are living hand-to-mouth. Before I entered this studio, I have a friend who works in one of the insurance firms, and he's a top executive technically. And he sent me a message, Charlie, tomorrow I will pay my registration for Ezra. So if you don't give me 500, nothing give me. Charlie, as I see that, what I tell us, so, chairman, myself, I make what? But you know what? I the expense of coins tomorrow. He tell me, say, me be last hope. Can you imagine?
Wow.
And that he's a working guy. And you see, the times are so difficult like that, it's even difficult to get help.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, because
nobody's
even those
to,
who have, they struggle to release because they don't know the next moment.
I'm telling you.
So right now, no. To gift somebody something or even lend somebody money, it's like taking the hair from your nose. I tell you.
It must be better for you.
No, it's true, true.
No, I'm saying that his situation is, it seems pretty bad, but yours should be fine.
No, me, I've told God that for this prayer, if I don't give, he shouldn't judge me. Well, me, I've settled it. And me and my father, we are very close.
You still give offerings, tithe?
Well, I give offering.
Okay.
But I have not increased the offering in a while. And He understands. You understand. As for the tithe, they don't play with it. But the offering.
The offering, yeah.
Yeah, that one. It has been a certain amount since.
Someone is complaining of 5 and 10 CDs. So I don't know if you.
Oh, no. But the point is, you see, it has not increased in a while. That's the point. But you see, Eben made a very good point about the reluctance in terms of giving these days. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's true. And the reason, you see, let me just add something to it. It's not that maybe when somebody is asking for something you don't have, but what is the guarantee within these times that the person will be able to give it back to you when they say they will be able to give it back to you? And we are just being real. Mm-hmm. Like, so I can't make that sacrifice.
I'm not a bad person, but
I can't take that risk. Mm. It's just unfortunate. Mm. I can't take that risk. Mm. And Charlie, people are really, really going through it too. Mm. Charlie Boga, if I was having a conversation with one of my friends a couple of days ago, and we're talking about how life was like in first year. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him this story of when I entered tech first week, they were still setting up an account for me. So they gave me cash. So you manage the cash.
When they will start putting it inside.
It was 200 CDs at the time. But at the time, I never see 200 Ghana before.
Big 200 Ghana.
Money. See, I thought I was blowing the money. Like, I would go here. Like, I was being led by my cravings. Mm-hmm. You understand? Uh-huh. I was
200 Ghana.
Yeah, I was living like a bad bitch. So if I go where I feel like something, then I take off. You understand? The money lasts like 1.5 months. I'm telling you. And this is somebody who was willingly spending
it. How long ago was this?
Oh, this was like first year was what? 2012,
2013, yeah.
Boga!
I think at that time, dollar was like 4 CDs or something.
Yeah, I don't even know. But what I knew is that then
200 Ghana big money.
200 Ghana big money.
Big money.
Understand?
Yeah.
So I remember when they even put money into it, I was not alerted. Mm. If my dad didn't tell me he had put money into it. So me, I was still living off the cash.
The cash.
Chai, the thing, where he say, won't you touch the money? He was in that position where he can see he can see what is in the account. He said, but won't you touch it? Oh, no!
You ask for
more, more days. Chai, see, Ghana, they beat them times.
Wow.
But just imagine 200 CDs today. Mm. But I go finish today, no.
Today.
And it's not in the full day.
Yeah.
200 CDs go finish like by the time you leave home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So let's say we are not even buying food. Mm-hmm. You come, you say you want to buy.
So, okay, you drive.
Yeah.
Okay.
You say you want to buy food.
Mm-hmm.
Boga, right now, the cost of the watch, you know, it's like stopping at KFC. No, seriously. Yeah. Like the KNK and watch you buy today.
Yeah.
It's like the price of KFC like 2 years ago.
Wow.
You get it.
Just to get a good meal to eat.
So, like, adding.
So you would say that currently things are not going well for anybody at all?
Boga, if you serious, if Ghana really did be for you, like, if Ghana really did be for you, then it'd be cocaine or something. Oh, no, true. Like, it can't possibly. Like, I don't think. And I, like, of course, even said it. We know people who are earning good.
Yeah.
Those people are complaining.
Yeah.
Look at the book. See, I promise you randomly, I just go past the airport. Just go past airport, see the buggers. People are literally saving money.
Yeah.
Are stopping life here.
Yeah.
Just to move.
Living with no guarantee.
Yeah.
They are just living. Mm-hmm. Go and start afresh because Charlie, I don't want to say, they say you should watch your time. Yeah, I wanted to see Ghana cars, but no, I don't see it.
So I want us to look at transport prices as against fuel and all those things. They are linked.
Yeah.
So he's driving.
Yeah.
I'm sure maybe 1.8 liter engine or something. Right now, you should 600 CDs to fill your tank.
Charlie, how do?
Oh, 600.
Charlie.
Look, I know he doesn't look like he's in a good position from what he's saying, but if you see the way he's dressed right now, I mean, both of them. Guys, take a look at my guest. And take a look at me.
But that one is brand.
Who deserves to complain about it?
We cannot look like our problems.
No, because
it's not every day you use the car. It's not every day you use the car. It's not everywhere you are going that you use the car. It's teaching you how to cut costs.
Yeah.
But even that one safe, when you're using public transport, you better use Trotsky. If it's Slack, we use Uber or something.
You go down.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's basically the same thing
as Uber. As for the Uber, we go somewhere then, I think the last 25th, there about last month or so, we from Nungwa, we come the N1 area, somewhere around La Paz. I checked the price, they were like 120. No, it's off traffic time, like maybe 10, 11 p.m. there, about 120 Ghana cedis.
Let me tell you a quick story. This one is not my story, but yeah. it happened the day Madrid were facing, Madrid and Bayern, the Champions League game. So we had an outdoor
viewing
at East Legon. So Muftar Nabila, he was our cantonment.
Shout out to Muftar.
He had to come and join us at East Legon. Mm-hmm. Cantonment. So he used the Bema campsite.
Go through Flaport and
quick. He ordered the Uber. You know, he ordered it was like close to like 60 CDs.
Oh, fair amount.
Oh, it was cool. He picked the thing. Charlie, he reached, when he came in like, and it was traffic also. Mm. So he came like 2 hours after he had told me he was on his way.
Mm.
So when he walked into the restaurant where we're having the viewing, Charlie, if you see the guy, you see trouble. Like frustration, trouble, sadness.
Charlie,
he was the guy, he was holding his phone like this and his bag.
Mm.
And he was, you know Zombie.
Yeah, so
he was walking like this. I said, Mufti, what is wrong you? He just opened his phone and showed me the cost. 175 CDs.
Damn.
175
from Cantonment to East Legon. No.
And when he got there, the man to the place 75 minutes.
So time wasted.
Why did you come?
No. Come, Charlie.
175 CDs.
Wow.
So the guy just watched the food.
But the football thing is such a big issue. I mean, I drive to, my car is 2.0. And this week, I've driven just once on Monday. Mm. The rest of the days, I do trotro. Yeah. Wow. This morning, when I left home, I have a friend who lives around, I live at Wager. Okay. He's at SEC, which is...
You are the people who are stuck in...
But fortunately that day, I was in the house. Yeah. I was working from home, so I was saved.
Oh, that was
so
amazing.
I
like you. And I did a race. Like, somebody go job Monday. He come out Tuesday.
Charlie. It was terrible. So I just took trotro because, of course, if I come and go, maybe 150 or 100 cities.
Mm.
Now you look at your calculations and you realize that, Charlie, it won't help. But even the car is at the mechanic. And the reason it has been at the mechanic for long is because, Charlie, Kwacha no day. Or you manage the Kwacha.
Yeah, that's
or if you joke, you have go.
To make it day
there. So make it day there. Charlie, go do trust kick camp. I wear my suit like this. No way.
No, I don't know.
Charlie, me will be any answer. It's not easy. The system is... In fact, there's a funny story.
Mm.
When before the show, I wanted to take a picture of my car boot. It has a yellow gallon.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I put the gallon there is that I feel short for road. And it happened to me last 2 weeks. So I was coming from Tema. Now, before I got to Wager, I knew that my gauge showed me that, Charlie, the thing won't finish.
Yeah.
My wife was sitting by me and said, Chairman, this thing will finish for road. Make it buy. But you know what? The money then left my body behind Mercedes. In my mind, I won't do Takashi take catch house.
Mm.
Then I pack him and I will buy food.
Yeah.
Then we take that money, do some
one or two
for house. So, Charlie, we reach Malam Junction. No.
Wow.
The thing stopped. My wife was, I told you.
The yellow gallon to the rescue.
But it was purely an economic decision, not to
buy the fuel. Just buy the fuel. Yeah.
It wasn't because I was being stubborn. Because the money, I don't want to buy the fuel.
You don't want to buy the fuel. You buy the fuel.
Then the fuel drops. Finish within a short time. Pa.
100 Ghana, there, one triple.
Charlie, 100 Ghana, one triple.
No. One triple will be, that's if you are going to work and come back.
So Charlie,
you will reach office when I finish.
So Charlie, I tell her, I say, you know what? Where I'm parked is not too good. You are in the front seat. Mm. Please take the gallon and buy the fuel. She vexed. But, just across the street, then there's a total fuel. Oh, okay. She go buy. Charlie, come on my car. But you many have to check. Usually when people don't say before, they go laugh you. But Charlie, I know they mind anybody. I put for inside a go house.
So you spoke of your wife. Both of you are married. How is this impacting family? Because we are looking at, now you have two people in the home.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, we are in a modern system. The wife is supporting, you are supporting. But still, with the way things are moving, I'm sure if you were alone and you went through such an ordeal, you go back home, your mind, you're okay. It's just you.
Yeah.
But how is it affecting the family relationship? Because I'm sure your wife saying, Charlie, I told you have to buy the fuelu. You also know you are making an economic decision.
Yeah.
And now, yawa happy.
Yawa pay.
Maybe you go for fights. You understand? So fight go happen for them. No way, no be say if you were you won't fight. Yeah. But actually, you did try save some money.
Yeah.
Is it really disturbing families?
Well, I think that it depends on the partner you have.
Okay.
I mean, mm-hmm. I have a partner that I'm quite open and free with.
Okay.
And we discuss our weak points, our low points. So there's no shyness. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's that conversational stuff. And so for me, it's really not an issue. Yeah, it's really not an issue for me. But I know that others may not have it that easy. So I have an understanding.
Danny K is like you. He's freshly married. He doesn't have any issues. That's what Danny. I don't know what he really.
you didn't so far from this thing, family-wise.
No, it's not my fault I have a good life.
Wow.
No, it's not my fault. God has blessed me.
Wow.
You understand? God has blessed me. He has blessed me with a very good wife.
Wow.
See, I'm going home safe and I see something nice, this one, I'm doing it out of love, and I buy the thing and she does cost analysis and she's like, it's a useless bag. Mm-hmm. And they blast me. They are blasting me because I'm bugging. Serious matter.
You buy it and they blast you.
No. Yeah. See, Ghana hard.
Telling you.
You accept it.
Yeah.
You see, they are... You can be stubborn and not accept reality and expect certain things.
Yeah.
But when the two of you are on the same economic page as the country, you understand? Uh-huh. When you understand that the country is hard, things are hard, there's a way you go, a way you go about things. And I don't think it will affect, it will be painful, but the understanding is there. Yeah. And once the understanding is there, it's a bit better to move past it. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't take away the fact that things are hard. And for me, Charlie... So like, when was it? I think it was... COVID was 2020, yeah?
2020.
Yeah, so December that year.
Yeah.
That was the election.
Yeah.
So, we're going around, of course, election stories. So, you go around, people bring their interviews. And me, those things, when they bring to the interview bench, I like to listen to the full thing. I'm not...
Before you check your cards out, yeah?
Oga! Charlie... I remember that weekend, I was so depressed there. And it's not because of, like, my story. Mm. Like, when you see her, like, you see that you get home, you're grumpy, Ghana is hard.
Yeah.
But when you listen to other people's stories...
Sorry, we're like, Charlie.
It's like, Charlie, people are really going through it, too.
Mm.
Like, it's terrible. I know of this story where this guy literally wanted to commit suicide.
Mm.
Do you know why? Because he had lost his job. Like, things were really hard. He was freshly married. And he didn't see why, like the future, basa. Yeah, he doesn't see where the next like job is coming from. He doesn't see where money is
There's
coming
nothing,
from.
Nothing happening. Yeah.
So the reason was he just didn't want to subject his wife to that life. So you let me kill myself so that you can
move on. Yeah.
You can move on. Like,
wow.
That's how bad it got to. Wow. Like, so I'm sitting, I'm like, Charlie, me, I'm grateful.
At least.
I'm suffering, but there's always somebody who is worse, worse off. And that's where for me, it comes to like, the people in power.
Yeah.
You may not... For me, I always say that the first problem is that there's no empathy because they can't relate.
I was coming to that because we'll be wrapping up very soon. I wanted to know how we will level with our leaders on problems like this.
Look, to be honest, let me just elaborate on the thing. You can't... If you can't relate to something, you just don't get it. It's not it's not like you just don't understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get it. You might feel sad. Oh, after the story is over, then you go back to your normal life. And we mentioned it on last week's episode, the light of thing.
Yeah.
If I have light and my neighbor doesn't have, I will not even notice that he doesn't have light. I don't care. I don't care what's going on there. I'm enjoying mine, so I don't care. But if, Charlie, we get a light off and we're all talking about it because we are in the same thing, you can relate. The feeling is there. The empathy is there.
Yeah.
The fact that they can't relate, that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
You're buying them fuel. When fuel prices go up, we are still buying for them.
Yeah.
So as for the tank, it will be full.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
The light is always on.
Yeah.
You are paying house allowance for them.
Mm.
Everything, like when they are roaming up and down, you are paying for everything.
Yeah.
So where does he relate to you?
Yeah.
If you say things are hard, how does he feel it?
Yeah.
Is he getting paid at the end of the month? Yes.
Mm.
Even food and things, sometimes they give it to them.
Yeah.
They don't need to... When they are spending money, they are doing it out of charity.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why they can take and give it to the site. It's free.
Because they don't
feel it. And that's where the problem is.
Mm.
If part of the things about being a good leader is to be able to empathize with your people. And if you are not feeling it, how are you going to?
Yeah.
So we now, our system, there's something fundamentally wrong with the system.
Yeah.
That you come and beg me for power.
Mm-hmm.
I give you the power. And that power is even more than power. It's power, enjoyment, everything. You are living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm there, and I'm there funding your dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm begging you to make life better for me whilst you're enjoying. After the 4 years, somebody else will come and live that dream.
All right, all right. So, Ibn, what are my final words?
I think that's just the main point. And, you know, I've never been too careful even with basic things such as food before in my life like this period. I'm telling you. Sometimes even like almost 2 spoons of something, you want to keep it.
Mm.
And my wife, she's a caterer, so for her, they teach them, you don't waste anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes, even small food, you want to keep it. And the next moment, you can hit it and eat. Because, Charlie, the calculations you need to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think the point Danny made is quite clear.
Mm.
The disconnect.
The disconnect, yes.
You know, the disconnect. And that's the bigger conversation. And it's a problem. I also feel that they don't even get that the servant leadership.
Mm-hmm.
They rather see themselves, I'm the master.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's like you are rather the servant. Mm. You know, so our leadership, I call Ghana an upside down republic.
Mm.
Like we've turned everything over its head. And I don't know when we are going to solve it.
Anyway, for me, I would say the same people who relate with us, and Danny K today is relating with us, when he gets into power tomorrow, things might change because they all come back to us. They beg, they braid our hair, they cook our meals, they do everything with us. And when they get there, they change. I do not know what causes that change or anything, but maybe it's another conversation for another we would need to have.
Exactly.
This has been Bust Up Diaries. Today we're, you know, tackling economic hardship. You can find this podcast on the Joy News YouTube platform, Spotify, Pandora, Apple, Google Podcasts, everywhere you get your podcast from. Just go on there. Look for Bus Stop Diaries and you get this episode to listen to. Thank you very much for watching this episode. We'll see you next week. Bye.